KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Yasmin Mazawi, a volunteer paramedic with Magen David Adom, joins us. First off, Yasmin, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
And a reminder for those who haven't heard us visit with some of the staff from Magen David Adom, we'll call it MDA for the rest of this interview. In the United States, savinglivesinisrael.org is the website to go to. And Yasmin, we appreciate you taking the time. As I said, you are a volunteer paramedic with MDA. And how long have you been doing that?
That's right. I've been doing that for 10 years.
Okay. And for obviously just getting to know you, the notes that I have say Yasmin is an Arab Christian who visited Auschwitz as a teen to understand her Jewish neighbors and colleagues. Yasmin, tell us about your life growing. I'm assuming you grew up in Israel, growing up there, and what drew you to Christ?
Right. So I grew up in Nazareth, a city filled with faith and history. As a Christian Arab, you know, I was surrounded by a mix of Christians, Muslims, and Jews, living side by side. Life taught me early the beauty of the coexistence and moments of friendship, respect across all the differences. And growing up here in Nazareth rooted me deeply in my faith, you know, and gave me this feeling of the, I like to say that it's kind of a lifestyle, because I believe that Christianity is a lifestyle, the life of peace and hope and understanding and loving one another, no matter who is the person. And I came into Jesus when I was 9 years old, and I joined MDA when I was 15 years old. And since then, I volunteer at MDA, where MDA is diverse also with the volunteers and employees. We are all diverse people coming from different backgrounds. We have Muslims, Jews, Arabs, Christians, and Bedouins. Like, we are very diverse. And I think this is the beauty of MDA, where we can see this coexistence that I grew up on, and we can see it, and I can feel it at MDA, where we all together from different backgrounds work for one goal, which is saving lives, no matter who is the patient and their background. We never ask, you know. We treat everyone just because they're human. And I think this is the beauty of MDA that really touches me personally, because these are the values I grew up on when I was young.
Well, and it's pretty impressive to me in the notes that I have in preparation for the interview. It says, you know, they have 3,500 staff, but there's 34,000 volunteers with MDA. And now you volunteer as a paramedic. Are you a paramedic outside of MDA as well? I mean, do you do that as a job, or is there something else that is your tent making, you might say?
Honestly, I've been volunteering at MDA since I was 15 years old. I still volunteer at MDA today. I do my volunteering work as a paramedic, and I work in a very different field. I'm in the artificial intelligence and data analytics. Very different field, but at MDA, I do volunteer. And I will always stay a volunteer. I think this is a very, as you mentioned earlier, that we are thousands of volunteers at MDA. And this is one of the values that connects between us as volunteers, because we come, we give to the community, and we do not expect, you know, anything in, you know, to get anything back. And we do this because we love what we do, because we want to help, because we share the same values. And I think this is a really amazing value at MDA.
Now, I almost hesitate to go back. You know, I'm gonna go back to October 7th, and I can't begin to imagine being a citizen of Israel or living in Israel or working as a paramedic on October 7th. But kind of bring us back to that. And, you know, I'm going to actually leave it totally open to you. What you think is most important to share with the KLYT listener that it's important that they know, what may have changed, in everyone's life in Israel since then, and, you know, kind of give us the landscape. I mean, it's especially in light of, you know, the recent release of another hostage, which obviously, you know, there was mourning after October 7th. Right. But, you know, here's an area where we can rejoice.
Wow. Well, October 7th, you know, shook us all deeply. It met me on the same day I was supposed to leave the house to the airport, and I was supposed to travel to Germany, where I have done my master's degree. And on the same day in the morning, I woke up and I was supposed to go to leave to the airport. And when I saw all the red alerts, all the alarms, it felt something different here. It's not something that as a country we're used to, because, you know, from time to time in the south they have red alerts, but not in this. You know, it was very like, it was a lot, and it was for like a long time. And I looked at my phone, I opened the news, and I saw something different here. And the first thing that I've done, I called MDA, my manager at MDA. I told him, I am available, whatever you need, I am here. And I serve in the northern area of Nazareth, of Israel, sorry. And many teams just just went to the south to help the teams in the south and give response and, you know, first aid response wherever needed. And every point in the south, all the teams, many teams from the north left to the south. And I told my manager at MDA that I am here, and I had a flight at the same time. I had to leave to the airport, and I didn't leave to the airport. I called my the professor at the university. I told him that I won't be able to travel today. I'll have to stay in Israel. We have emergency and I'll have to be here. And this was the instinct, you know, this is the first thing that I did. I didn't think twice. I feel part of an integral part of MDA and of the Israeli society. And I think that especially this time, we have to stay side by side. And I think this is very important for me as a Christian Arab young woman here in Israel, to show the world that in Israel, we are diverse. We're Arabs, we're Jews. We work all together. I wanted to show this beauty to the world that we all work together, no matter what happens, you know, in the borders, in the surrounding countries. We're all united, and I think, you know, in the community here, I could feel that it brought more unity, prayer, and a strong desire to be a light in these difficult times. You know, I believe that healing will come through compassion, faith, and small acts of hope. And I think this was very important for me as a Christian Arab young woman in Israel, to be beside my colleagues, employees and volunteers at MDA, which many of them, you know, their families live in the south, and they had a very hard and bad day that morning, and I had to be this source of light for them. And I didn't think twice to do it. I think this is my mission here, to be the source of light to people around me, not only Arabs and Christians, but also Jews and Arabs, Muslims, because I think this is the beauty of Israel. This is the beauty of Magen David Adom, that we serve everyone. And MDA employees and volunteers are my family. MDA is my second home. I've been there for 10 years volunteering, and I will stay there and will be here to help anytime and in every spot in the country.
ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Yasmin Mazawi is our guest, a volunteer paramedic with Magen David Adom, MDA, which is actually a nonprofit organization. And in months past, we've mentioned Samaritan's Purse and their donation of ambulances to MDA, some of which are equipped to really kind of take a beating. I mean, bulletproof. Not only October 7th, Yasmin, and those who've watched the news are very familiar with, Gaza and Hamas, and you mentioned being in the north, and the violence and the strife, that has occurred since October 7th, not limited to the south, of course, Hezbollah, in the north, has fired rockets towards Israel in the north. Give us, if you can, the landscape of, and I'm asking for this because I'm going to ask for our audience to be specifically praying for the people of Israel, for the staff of Magen David Adom, and for Christians like yourself who have opportunity to share the truth in love and through action. But give us the landscape of, whether it's in the south, in the north, some of what is a daily occurrence, or what people are prepared for, as we continue through this time really of uncertainty.
Right, I really agree with this word uncertainty, and this is our day to day, and I think I can say that we are all ready, in full readiness, to serve and to give first aid response to the north and the south, east and west, in every spot in the country. I serve in the northern side of Israel, and since the escalations were in the north, in the northern border, I really agree with the word uncertainty, because it met me a lot sometimes when we had emergency cases, when the rockets hit the northern side of Israel, the northern area. I think that was really sometimes, I can say, feeling uncertainty, but a lot of adrenaline, and you want to help, and you're waiting for the patient to come and to go to the patient and to help them. We worked a lot with the IDF and with many other units in the country. We work all in collaboration during these emergency cases, for this one goal of saving lives. And it's sometimes very hard feeling of uncertainty, and we're sometimes afraid of what's going to come. And on our way, sometimes we have the red alert, and we have to go outside the ambulance and lay on the ground and wait 10 minutes and then go back to our way to get to the patients. And really, it's really around the word uncertainty. But what keeps us, is this unity that I mentioned earlier, and the faith. And it's not easy, but we do it with love, because we share these values, and this is our day to day as well. Also these days, it's not only during the war. We never expect what kind of patient we're or what kind of emergency we're gonna have or we're gonna go to. And I think what keeps us strong is the faith and the values that we share together as MDA employees and volunteers.
Well, as we put a bow on this conversation, Yasmin, I would ask this. You know, God is a God of specificity, and knowing how to pray specifically for yourself, for the staff and volunteers of Magen David Adom, and for the people of Israel in general. Can you give us some specific things that would benefit those receiving those prayers from the KLYT listener?
Yeah, sure. We'd be more than grateful for prayers, for continued strength, peace, protection, and for those serving on the front lines in ambulances, and pray for healing in the hearts of people across in the country and the patients, and for many colleagues of us that their family members are hostages and we're hostages, and for them to stay strong, and for the hostages to come back to their families, and we'll be very grateful for these prayers.
Well, Yasmin, thank you again, not only for your time here, but for the time you take to volunteer with Magen David Adom. For those, again, interested, it is a nonprofit service in Israel, and you've heard a lot of the work that's being done through what Yasmin has shared. But go to savinglivesinisrael.org to find out more. And obviously, Yasmin, we pray for your safety and your strength.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.